Hi my lovelies.
Habari ya wasema kweli?
Yeah, I like it.
Karibuni sana to Therapeutic Podcast. If this is your first time here, we say this podcast is specially curated to help us get to the heart of what makes us tick.
Yes, and I'm your host, Mwende.
And my name is Koi.
Hi, brains.
Why are you calling Brian?
Yes,
what you called us? Brains.
You are brains. But Koi, think about it. For a listener, Mskizaji Mpendwa. If you're listening to us, yeah, your brain is what told you, by the way, there's an episode of Therapeutic out. Yeah. Hashtag Therapeutic Thursdays. Yeah. If you didn't know when we drop episodes.
Yeah.
And it was like, by the way, there's a new one, let me click on it. Or you're jogging or doing your workout or walking and you were like, oh, by the way, I missed Koi and Mwende. Let me hear what they're up to.
Or maybe for someone who's new here, they saw it on their friend's WhatsApp status and they're like, this looks interesting.
By the way, our loyal listeners when are sharing your content, big up to yourself.
Big up.
Can you pat yourself
on
the back? Yeah. So that curiosity, it's your brain that was like, let me click on this link. Let me listen.
Yeah.
So on this space, we are big on thoughts, feelings, and behaviors.
Oh, yeah. It's everything.
And the thing that controls that is our brains.
Correct.
So in as much as we're talking to individuals,
today we are very specifically talking to the brain.
Yes. That's okay. What I was like.
Hi, brains.
Hi, brains.
Okay.
We should have that on a t-shirt.
Yeah.
Like, hi, brains by Therapeutic. Someone do that.
Ask us for merchandise. But it's a good point that you're saying that. So guys, we are thinking about having a hangout where we all get to meet and eat and play games and, you know, have awesome conversations.
Yes. And be authentic.
Yeah.
In safe spaces.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And so we will let you know about it. But hey, si utuambie kama unaweza enjoy kukam. Kama unaweza kwa free.
If you're interested.
Because that will be amazing.
DM us. Write us an email.
Yep.
Reach out and say, I'm in.
Yeah.
I'm in. Let's do this hangout.
Exactly.
Yes.
All right. So we have been on a series about mental health or rather mental illnesses.
Yeah.
And the reason we're doing this series is because a lot of us in society right now talk about mental health and mental illness and mention some of these things as cute things, but not totally understanding what it looks like. Mm-hmm. And so I feel like today's topic is one of those that's easily mentioned.
Ooh.
And sengine nasema kama matusi, sengine nasema tu kama as a way of telling you, boo, focus.
Exactly.
I'm trying to tell you something.
Mm-hmm.
But thank God for you, Mwende, for going to school and studying so hard and helping us understand. Sengine unatuaribu though, some of the things you tell us are like, oh, it would have been better to live in the bliss of not knowing.
Yes, ignorance is bliss. Yeah.
But ni sawa tu. And the reason we are intentional about explaining some of these things in such detail is for us to be aware and for us to be compassionate for anyone who might be going through this.
Yes. So today we're going to be talking about ADHD. Yes. And
if you've never heard about what ADHD is, what's the full name?
Yes. I'm going to break it down in a second.
Yeah.
Sometimes people call it ADD. But ADD was the previous name.
Mm-hmm.
I know I've talked about this before. Our psychologist's Bible or psychiatrist is called the DSM.
Yeah.
Diagnostic and Statistical Manual.
Yeah.
So in the previous versions, it was ADD. ADD is Attention Deficit Disorder.
Out of curiosity.
Uh-huh.
DSM-5.
Yes.
It has statistics. Like on, like he sema ADHD, na sema this percentage of people in the world have
has,
it.
It's a very detailed one. I'll show you. it even has the codes. Every diagnosis.
Mm-hmm.
You remember when I said like depression is not a diagnosis?
Yeah.
But a major depressive disorder is a diagnosis.
Right.
So MDD has an index, like a number, nini, signal. Yeah,
it's interesting. No, because I love the statistics part of it. But I'm like, I don't like the psychology part of it.
Economist and statistician.
Not practicing, so do not be odd, my dear listener. Let's go back to it.
Yes.
ADHD, kitambo was ADD.
Yeah, but now, so when it was attention deficit disorder, it focused on just the deficit of attention, right? But these days it's attention, it's ADHD. So it's attention deficit and hyperactivity disorder. Mm. So they added the hyperactivity and the three levels to it, and we'll dive into it. So now ADHD is attention deficit and hyperactivity disorder.
Yeah. It is, it's not a class for our listeners. You know, some people will be like, Nisa tuto na nekesho.
No.
Mm-hmm. Don't go away. It's not a class.
Yeah.
It's helping you understand so that you're aware and you become more compassionate.
And I'll even talk about why they added the hyperactivity and all that, so that, but I just wanted to say that because some people are like ADD and I'm like, we don't diagnose it anymore like that. So this is what we're using right now.
Good point. Yeah. As you listen to these things that we talk about, please don't diagnose yourself or your friends.
Yes.
It has to be diagnosed by a professional.
Yeah. And of all the mental illnesses and disorders we've discussed so far, mm-hmm. this is the first one we're diving into that begins in childhood.
Mm-hmm. And when you say childhood, like at the point they're born?
Like no, below the age of 12. Let's say that, because most of the time when we talked about depression, when we talked about anxiety, when we talked about schizophrenia, if you haven't listened, I'm just listing some of the things we've discussed. When we talked about
OCD
and all these other mental disorders we've talked about, most of them may spring up from adolescence. Mm-hmm. Like that means your teens, 13, 14, your adolescent ages.
Yeah.
Or some of them can even spring up from in adulthood.
Yeah.
But now
and
for...
you even said some of them in old age.
Yes. They can come up at in midlife, old age. Yes. But then for ADHD specifically, you have to have had it before the age of 12. Maybe you can be late diagnosed, but it doesn't start off later on in life.
Okay.
Yeah. So, and because we know our audience is, in your, we call you emerging youth. Maybe you're between the ages of 30s, mid 30s, because you're in that demographic. We'll also be talking about some of the symptoms, but we'll start in childhood, but focus on it as an adult. Pole, leo nimekuwa psychologist. Hiya, let's get down to it.
Yeah.
I said the three types. So the first type of ADHD is the inattentive type. Inattentive type are the people who struggle with attention.
Yeah.
So that's why that's what it was called, ADD.
Mm.
And for these guys, some of the symptoms that they might experience is things like poor listening, like concentration and listening, like you're trying to tell someone something, I'm a zone off, I'm a hayuko. Like, have you met people, okay, like they zone off kabisa, you can wave your hand over their face and then they're like, hakuapo. Like, almost like, hi.
Yeah. What happened?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Another one can be, let's talk about in children. In children, you'll find these are the children who always get in trouble. Because when the class is supposed to be happening, people are supposed to be quiet and listening.
They can't sit in for 40 minutes.
They can't sit for a full class.
Yeah.
Like these are the people, either they'll be banging something, the teacher is talking, they just want to be busy, they're fidgeting. You'll find that they often have trouble organizing tasks or activities. Like if you tell people, everyone stand in a line, they can't stand in a line. They're in the line for 2 seconds. Dole amekumbuka, bagi yangu iko pale. Someone says, wana kwanga na energizer batteries. Muna kumbuka energizer. Ilikuwa yasema, never say die.
Thanks for revealing your age.
If you don't know that, you're probably a Gen Z.
The other day, I don't know if I told you this story. The other day, we were in a group somewhere, and we're talking about, can you guys remember like the millennium?
Yeah.
Like when it was 2000,
yes.
And we're coming from 1990 to 2000, and how hype everyone was. And then there was someone in the room who was not contributing.
Yeah.
So like, you don't remember?
Yeah.
Like, no, I was not born.
Oh. Oh, have you seen these memes for someone who is saying when you say 30 years ago, it will always be 1970? It can never be.
It is now 1990.
Like if you say 20 years ago, it will always be 1980. You can't say 20 years ago was 2000s.
I'm millennials. Karibuni, move close.
Anyway,
clearly
we are, you can see our attention is everywhere. No, this is not ADHD. Anyway, they also have, a hard time misplacing things or remembering where things are. Mm. Like, they're always misplacing things, always losing things, always starting things and not finishing. I remember, like, for me when I was a child, I'm not saying I had ADHD.
Do you know, even as you said that, I was like, ooh, parents, don't diagnose your children.
I feel like if my mom was asked,
I'm
going to need ADHD. Ulisahau sweta.
Yeah, I know.
Ama ulipoteza nini.
Pencils.
Every single
me too.
Time.
Me too.
Izi zilikuwa sanguine problems. But as in... Because... Give me kibamba.
I know.
Whatever I was doing, you forgot.
I know. Anyway. My mom says she had to get her pencil like every other single day.
Imagine.
So one time my dad was fed up.
And
I think I was like in class 2 or class 3. And he just goes, scare.
Eh.
Ukapoteza hiyo pencil uskama.
And
guess what happened at the end of the day?
Ukapoteza.
I lost the pencil. So I couldn't go home. So I went to our friends and they looked for me.
Yeah.
Oh, they looked for me.
Yeah.
Where didn't you come home? So I lost my pencil and you said I shouldn't come back.
Yeah, so they lose track of things, they misplace things. And remember, this starts in childhood, but it goes up to adulthood. Like, especially if you're not diagnosed, you carry this into. So these are the people who, they start tasks. They have a million tabs open.
Yeah.
And I'm sure, like, these days on IG and everything, you'll see all these people saying, this is ADHD. Unakuta mtu alikuwa na make breakfast.
Yeah.
Iko halfway done. Mm-hmm. Like alieka, tuseme kama alikuwa na make mayai, alikoroga mayai pan iko kwa nini?
Kwa
moto, but hajeka. Then do you anosha vyombo? Cause maybe alikuwa na need kijiko.
Yeah.
Ku flip. Akakumbuka, oh ni chafu. So akaanza kuosha, akaona vyombo ni nyingi.
Akaanza kuosha vyombo.
Then mtu akamwita, akamwambia, by the way, umeona kiza nini? So all these things are tasks that have been started but not completed.
Yeah.
And in the mind, haendi like, guys, sijamaliza kumake.
On to the next.
It's a rabbit hole. Like, umeanza hii, and then you go and something reminds you of something else and you get into that and you get into that. So tasks are left
unfinished.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
They also can be sidetracked. Easily distracted by external stimulus. Like if...
And then there's music next
exactly,
door.
Exactly, I was going to say music.
Yeah.
Like especially, I'm trying to remember. Tulikuwa na music, ilikuwa inapita nje ya classes sometimes ukiwa high school.
Maybe time ya campaign.
Sindio?
Yeah.
So maybe ulikuwa for real una concentrate. Alafu usikia izima gani
about to
share. Karibia customer. What's it? So you're like, let me tell you, Juzi, I was sleeping and there was a church having a kesha. I love churches and everything, but people.
Funny soundproof churches.
People. Kwanza ilikuwa tent, like literally on the side of the road, like behind our house, someone came and brought a tent and mega speakers. So me, I'm trying
and
to
they're
sleep.
Usually never clear.
Kai.
Like you can't hear the message, you just hear the noise.
No,
or you could hear
kesha.
The words.
You could hear. So Mimi, I'm in bed, and that day I was really, really, really tired. So I'm in bed, I'm trying to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
And then this guy on off key goes, Ekile kile. Then
you started singing along.
No,
oh.
As in they sang that thing for like 15 minutes. Hadi said asking whether Ekile kile ina manisha. Like, what does that mean?
Where?
As in, and they sang, Ekile kile. Then we say, what does that mean?
I don't know. We just high-five each other.
When people respond, they respond, what does that mean?
Zambi wa moyo. We just high-five each other.
Can you imagine how irritated I was by the time I started analyzing the lyrics?
Tell me you
and
Googled.
I've sung that song a million times.
Ooh.
I have sung that song a million times,
yeah.
But it had never crossed my mind. Yeah. What does this mean? But in my anger of sleep, anyway.
But now for a person who has ADHD, they'd have probably woken up and gone to see what's up.
Yeah, they'd be like, oh, Ama, that's what they would have Googled. By the way, what does this mean? And then you know the way Google Ama YouTube is a rabbit hole.
Mm.
Like you went to YouTube to find out what is the meaning of this song.
Yeah.
And then 3 hours later,
all this other...
3 hours later, you find yourself watching Why Giraffes Yawn.
Yeah.
I'll tell you,
it happens. It happens all the time.
How did I get here?
Yeah, you can't remember.
Anyway, yeah. Also, they have a diminished attention span. So the attention, so let's talk a bit about attention. So when it comes to attention, attention has five dimensions to it, right?
Oh. Mm-hmm.
So we have like the focused attention. Focused attention is when, like, if someone is teaching something on a board and everything, you're looking at the board, you're interacting with that information, things is downloading in your brain, right? Then we have sustained attention. So sustained attention is as you're focusing on the content or what is being taught, you're able to sustain that attention in that particular subject for 40 minutes, like you're in it, right? Then we have selective attention. Selective attention is in a restaurant full of 10 people or how many people they are. If I'm sitting with you, Koi, I am focused on you. I'm listening to your conversation.
I've never thought that as part of attention. But yeah, you're sitting in a space with so many other people.
Yeah,
but
and if your mind wanted, it could easily is drop on the next person's conversation.
I know.
But if you're fully present, you're here with you,
person,
right?
Yeah.
Then we have divided attention. So this is when sometimes, let's say, you're cooking a meal. So your kitungu inakaangwa. So you're sauteing your onions.
Yeah.
But you're also cutting your tomatoes or whatever.
Right.
But you're making sure
the onions don't burn
so that you can put them at this. So your attention is divided, but you're still doing what you're doing.
Ability to multitask.
Yeah. And then we have alternating attention. Mm-hmm. So this is when, let's say, like if especially with parents, like you're keeping an eye on whatever you're doing, but you're also keeping your eye on like a small one wherever they are.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So you're able to focus on other things.
Right.
But now when someone has ADHD, all these aspects of attention become hard. So someone, I felt like the best description someone said was having especially this inattentive type is like someone flipping through channels, like 30 channels, and you realizing that you're not the one holding the remote.
Oh my.
You know how irritating, when it's you flipping channels, it's not
it's
as irritating
because
you're the one in control and you're like, you're looking for a particular thing and any. But when you're the one who's seated and someone else is scrolling on the channels, it's very annoying because you're like, just when you see something interesting, they
move on.
When you're like, ah, what is, oh, I'm trying to say, it's so annoying.
That's
so
true.
It's that's the diminished attention span, right?
Yeah.
Then, also, they might focus on something, but not get the details. You remember the focus attention? Like you're seeing someone, like I'm looking at you, your face, but I'm not hearing what you're saying. You get what I mean? You're not getting the details. You're listening to this person. This person's like, where? Then you're like, eh? But you're not there.
You can't hear.
Yes.
You're hearing but not understanding.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So these are just some examples of how the inattentive type happens. And usually these people, if you think about it, they're the people who get into trouble a lot. Because, and then if they don't find something interesting, it's hard to sustain their attention in that thing. Like if it's something they like football, you'll find them watching football for hours.
Okay.
But if it's math, 10 minutes in, they're gone. They're like, we're not there.
Okay.
So these are the people you'll think, when you think about it, your walimu anaitanga watukutu. Because they're in a class.
Kilasa.
Either they're disrupting, ama they're quiet, they're drawing in their book.
Yeah.
They're not there. They're not, if something is not interesting to them, they're not there. And surprising, these guys are usually really bright. So sometimes they've understood the concept. Like if you're teaching a concept, they understand it very fast. Mm. So if you keep repeating, they get bored. They are like, but don't kwapo. So then they move on. Now they start giving themselves shugli because they're just like, but don't kwapo. Then when they pop back in, they're like, but don't explain your concept to you. They go back. So they might look like they're uninterested, aloof, disruptive, annoying kind of children.
Yeah.
Yet, if this thing is diagnosed early, they can manage and get help.
Interesting.
So that's inattentive type, right? Then we have the hyperactive and impulsive type. So these guys are the ones who have a lot of energy. Mm-hmm. Notice the other one is more about the attention. So for these ones, these are the people who fidget. Have you ever met someone? These are the energizer batteries.
Mm.
Like this these guys can't stay still. Have you ever met someone who cannot stay still? Like, if you notice that their leg is fidgeting, like they're tapping, and then you hold it, like, umambe, you know your nini, at a stop for 10 seconds and back. It's like, and it's not conscious. It's not at yako, like, ooh, let me exert energy.
Let me make music.
No. And it's usually so unconscious and oblivious, right? They're usually fidgeting with their hands and nini. They have to touch something. They can't just sit. Like, if they're seated somewhere, if they're not fidgeting with their legs, they have to hold something. They have to touch something. They have to.
You know, I went for a worship service.
Yeah.
And those guys had put plasticine on the side.
Mm-hmm.
So I was asking them, why would you have plasticine? What was the point of the plasticine?
Yeah.
And they're like, they actually explained. They said some people, them they said anxiety.
Yeah.
They're like, some people can be anxious. So you need to give them something to hold and play with.
Yes.
So that they're able to focus on what's happening in their room.
Ooh, I love that. Think about it. You see fidget spinners, when they became so popular, these were the guys fidget spinners were genuinely made for.
Oh.
Because that activity, you're holding something, it's interesting, it's nini, so it's holding, you're doing something with your hands, and it can actually help you calm down, because now your hands are occupied. It's when they are not occupied, is when you're like, ah.
Something needs to happen.
You know,
so if their hands are, like now, in that way.
Yeah.
Then they'll be able to listen to whatever you're saying. Or if they're in class now, they're able to follow.
Like, they're able to settle a bit. Because they're doing something. That's the thing. They're doing something, but it's a controlled something than just letting them look for things.
Exactly.
Right. Yes. Then another one can be, they're always on the go. These are the ones who can bear, like, let's panga line. They can't. Like, wakwapo, wakupale. If they have something to say, they'll say it. Like, if you say, what do you think the problem, they go like, the problem with nini, you're like, ata si juliza swali boss. Like, siwaje niulize. Like, they're always, if they think they know, and they're not being rude or disrespectful, like, imekuja kwa akili tuiseme. So right. Sometimes they have impulse control issues. So like, if they think they want to do it, if you ask something, they want, it's their turn. If you're sharing, there's no for sharing. If it's me, not in a selfish way, but in their mind, imesema,
now,
ime register, exactly. And the answer is now. Then they can be overly talkative.
Okay.
Yes. And they can talk over you. And remember your story, Akuliza Swali, like, so who is the first president of Kenya? You're like, by
the way. I was not talking about president.
Exactly. Like, umefika hapo aje. Si wache nimalize.
Then I see how comes they were the most annoying people in class for the teacher.
Yes. Yes. They have an inability to stay quiet and seated in class. And then they don't know how to play quietly. Have you met, like, aki see you, as in, ata akichezo unasikia tu, douche, douche, wee, boom, douche, douche. You know, like, they can't. You know, na venyo yetu wengine wamekatu wako, like, wee. And also, I'm not saying if your child crashes cars on, you get what I mean?
Could just be their personality, they have a bigger than life personality.
Yes, but even in adulthood, when they're doing things, they can't do them quietly. Wako, like, then flips the page. Then, nini, have you ever had people who silent read loudly? Like, umunamba, use your inner voice. Then, ako, like, the problem is, you're like, yendo inner voice yako. Like, where?
Can't help it.
Like, inner voice. Yes. They don't know how to do things in a quiet manner.
Okay.
Yes. So, these are the hyperactivity symptoms. Now, the impulsive symptoms, see, we said it's hyperactivity and impulsive type.
Yeah.
So, the impulsive things can be difficulty waiting their turn. If you tell people, ati, we are going in an orderly manner, I'm a one at a time. Why is it one, not me?
Oh my.
Like, ati, we are, what? Remember, they're restless. They can't see. So you're just, they constantly interrupt activities and then they blurt out answers. I've talked about that. So remember, so I've talked about the inattentive type. Then there's the hyperactivity and impulsive type. Then there's the combined type. So there are people who have both. Like, they both have the attention, inattention,
and the hyperactivity.
And notice, like, when we talk about things like impulse control and everything, sometimes it can be comorbid with other things, because it can be comorbid with addiction, not just drugs or substance.
Because then you don't fit anywhere else.
Yes. It can also be comorbid with sex addiction because you can't stop yourself. You want something now.
Yeah.
You don't know how to say no. You get now impulsivity. Mm. It can also, so as in sometimes things are not that clear cut.
Yeah.
And that's why at this point yet we haven't discussed addictions because
yeah.
I know some of you are like, when are we going to get, it's more than more layers to peel back than just to say addiction
is 1, 2, 3, 4.
Yes.
Question. I feel like when you talk about it,
yeah.
And again, we said don't self-diagnose,
yeah.
Or don't diagnose others. But I feel like when you explain those things, we can see it in how it plays out in children.
Yeah.
In adulthood,
yeah.
I also feel like I've not, honestly, like the one person I've seen ended up being, you know, like just someone who stands by the road
yeah.
and helps matatu kuja.
Yeah.
But like, atasela kuna matatu kuja, utamona tu ana play, anafanya tu vitu, and I get into trouble so much.
Yeah.
How else does it look like in adulthood?
Ooh, is
someone
able to
work?
That's a very good question. Mm. So remember, for most mental illnesses, there's always mild, moderate, and severe.
Yeah.
And when it gets to a place, it starts disrupting daily activity. So people with ADHD are professional procrastinators. I didn't want to say that because I know everyone would go like, me, I procrastinate.
Yeah.
But not procrastinating, not because they can't do a task, but because for them to sit down, remember their attention,
yeah.
for them to sit down
and do that thing to
successfully complete a task becomes an issue.
Right.
So imagine they were telling you in the morning, like you were waking up to make breakfast, and then you saw the vyombos, and then you remembered you didn't polish your shoes, and then you, so it becomes like a rabbit hole. So even for you to wake up, you might have woken up really early, but you end up being late because your mind just keeps switching from task to task. Mm. However, like all these other mental illness, we've talked about help. There's help.
Yes.
There's help in terms of psychiatric help through medication. And there's also help through psychological help through therapy and other things. So one of the things we do with people with ADHD is we help them have structures.
Mm.
So sometimes you'll find someone who even has several alarms for things. You know the way like Sheldon for Big Bang Theory.
Yeah.
I'm not saying he had ADHD,
right.
but he was overly structured.
Mm-hmm.
Like he knew even akienda kwa bathroom, this is the amount of time I have for peeing and doing all my things. And sometimes that set of structure really helps because remember in childhood, we have timetables.
Yeah.
And
you have someone helping you keep to it.
And they still struggle to survive or thrive in that system. But imagine they thrive in that system better than when they go to campus.
Mm.
When it's you picking your hours, there's no bell, you get what I mean?
Yeah.
So now that becomes tricky. So in adulthood, it can look like that. It can look like talking over people, always interrupting, not fidgeting. Kwanzaa, I see a lot of fidgeting. Like someone who sits
still. But I've also
still.
Had that anxiety. Like people who
You see now
tap,
these are
tap,
the things.
Tap thing.
These are
according,
the things we
according
say.
According to social media
comorbidities,
professionals.
No.
Oh, it can be, it merges.
And also, there's a difference. I don't know how to explain. There's a difference for self-soothing behaviors because of anxiety. Remember, we self-soothe when we are feeling discomfort, which can be triggered because of fear and all that. So there's a difference for self-soothing behaviors because usually when you meet the need or you remove that fear, they stop the fidgeting.
Mm-hmm.
On ADHD, it's always on. It's like it's like a battery, haishi, never say die. You know, it's over. Ndio nakwambia hiyo ukishikileo mguu uiseme stop as in 10 seconds and it's back. It's it's on another level. I don't know
I
how to explain.
You.
Yeah. Then also the impulsivity is also another one. Like someone like, and also easily distracted. This is someone who, alisema, leo nakachini nifanyeye, ikitu nini. Then unasikia, by the tunenda naivasha, tuende. Like, nini. Even in driving, like if they're driving, they can come off as reckless. Cause they're impulsive. Umempita, atakuja ako like, we, nini. As in, it's on another extreme level.
Yeah.
And usually notice these are things that start from below the age of 12. So someone might be wondering, what's wrong with me? And especially if you're an over procrastinator and then you're able to translate and finish your assignment on time, you don't have ADHD.
Yeah.
Remember, by the time you're translating, that means you've channeled all your concentration and you need to be able to successfully complete. You get what I mean? So it's not just the procrastination, it's all these are things in combination.
And on this podcast, we like saying, there's help.
Yeah.
And if you're listening to us in Kenya, we encourage you to visit a hospital even.
Yes.
Because, you know, just get someone to talk to. Just say, hey, this is what I'm thinking is happening to my child, or this is what I think is happening to me. Would you help? Because it doesn't have to have a conversation.
Yeah.
You'd rather be, I don't know, you'd rather know than live in the guesswork or in the gray area.
That's true. And so, I feel like this one, when we look at it in the DSM-5, it's actually a neurodevelopmental disorder, meaning it starts from utotoni.
Yeah.
Notice all the ones we've been talking about. I know I had mentioned that. Yeah. And let me also, the reason I'm saying this is especially if it's diagnosed early, the better.
Mm.
And like for me personally, I don't consider myself a child therapist, but they are child therapists who specialize in working with ADHD from childhood. Some of these things, I feel like now that there's more awareness, more information, if you go to your pediatrician, they can link you up with someone. Mm. If you go to a hospital, they can link you up with someone. There's help. And also if you're an adult and you're thinking, okay, now I'll have to go to see a pediatrician and everything.
No,
no, that's not true. We work with adults and everything. Yes. So I just felt like we should also say that especially for children, there are people who actually specialize with children and they can actually help you.
Amazing. Yeah. Thank you so much, Mwende.
Yes. So that has been ADHD. I hope you've learned something. Remember, this is Therapeutic, a safe space designed to get to the heart of what makes you and I tick. And let's have more appreciation and awareness and compassion towards everyone. And yeah.
Go ahead.
Bye.